Welcome to Solo Cleaning School. Are you ready to reshape your mindset and grow your solo cleaning business? Step into today's class with your guide, Ken Carfagno, so you can win for your family.
Welcome back to Solo Cleaning School. I'm excited to bring to you an episode continuing on with my own personal solo cleaning business. This one's called Because You're a Business Person That Cleans. All right, let's dig into what I accomplished this past week in the new Carfagno Cleaning in the Philadelphia area. On Tuesday morning, I attended my MCBA networking meeting. It was my second one as a new member. There was a showcase by a Miss Lainey Landis of Old Village Paint. She talked about the history of her company going back to the 1800s. It's incredible. 200 plus year company of making paint. Fifth generation in her family. When she was done, I had coincidentally recorded the 30 second intro so I could go back and listen so I could remember people and try and get to know them faster that way and know who I wanted to connect with next one-on-one. And after it was over, Lainey made a comment. Boy, I wish I would have recorded that. So after the meeting, I went over to her and I said, Lainey, I did record that. She was so happy. So I was able to serve her, send her a recording. So why do I share that? Because it's just a small example of serving someone. I am building a new network. And now Lainey is a happier person because I gave her a recording of something that she did. I just pushed record. Also, at the end of this meeting, I connected again with my carpet cleaning friend, Jim Hardy, who I'll be having on this show in the near future because he shares the same vision and presentation cleaning in his carpet cleaning as I do in my house and office cleaning business. So we're going to be meeting up next week to do a one-to-one. Also connected with some other guys in the group that want to meet with me. Here's the point. I'm now becoming a familiar face and they're starting to trust me as a member and a local business and a friend. And now they're going to want to start referring me because now they see my face. Hey, Ken, I got a potential lead for you. Hey, Ken, do you do this? Do you do that? Those are the questions that are starting to come and surface because I am a regular attendee. That's where the know, like, and trust comes from. They see me there. They see me serving. They see me as one of them. And it's a great experience. And I highly, highly recommend that you get involved in at least one or two networking groups if you're trying to grow. If you remember from episode 22, Think Week, I shared my BONE acronym. And if you remember, B was for batching. I batched a little bit here. I've been trying to do my one-on-one meetings after my already recurring scheduled meetings. So I have a Tuesday morning, 7:45 to 9 a.m. MCBA meeting. So I scheduled a 9:30 breakfast meeting with Andrea. So Andrea Slavic is a realtor here in my area. She works out of the Linfield, Limerick area, but she covers all through Montgomery and several parts of Delaware, Chester, Berks, etc. And so we met in this new restaurant called The Bullfrog. The Bullfrog Cafe sits right on the Bullfrog Creek in Harleysville. We had a really great conversation. We had some mutual connections. I had met some of her real estate friends at a conference I attended in Reading back in May called Growth Now Conference by Justin Shank. Really great conference. So I had mutual connections with her already. So that made some great conversation. Talked about the things that I do and the things that she does, looking for the synergy and how we can help each other. Found definitely overlapping areas. So we're going to connect in the future. No date set yet, but I'll come into her office and do some kind of a real estate cleaning presentation so they can see what I do, learn what I do, and get the name out and to give them a trusted source. With these meetings, you just never know. The point is, I'm making time to connect with people that I can serve, find ways to help them. All right, let me tell you where the title to this podcast episode came from. I was sitting in this meeting with Andrea, and I said, Andrea, I have a question. You and I had never met before. I just reached out to you on Nextdoor because I saw that you were a realtor. You had a preferred vendor list. I asked about that list, and you just added me to the list without even doing any background on me or checking into me. How come you trusted me enough to add to your preferred vendor list? Her answer was stunning. She just said this to me very matter-of-factly, Ken, because you set yourself apart by reaching out to me first on Nextdoor. That told me that you were a business person that did cleaning versus a cleaning person that tried to do business. Most cleaners just don't take that kind of initiative, Ken. Wow, huge takeaway. I hope you're listening out there, Solo Cleaning School. Are you taking the initiative? Are you being a business person? Are you reading books and learning the skill set to become a business person? that cleans versus investing all of your time into becoming the best cleaner in the world, you need to invest your time and money into becoming a better business person more so than a better cleaner. I'm not saying you don't need to become a better cleaner. You will. You will master your craft over time. You need to become a better business person fast. And that's how you're going to go through my ISO model fast and develop the business that you want faster. That's how it's done. Andrea confirmed that. Once I said goodbye to Andrea, I watched her leave and I stuck around the cafe because I wanted to do one more thing. I was really impressed with that cafe. It just opened the week before. So I went to the hostess up front and I just asked, I said, "Hey, can I speak with the owner?" And she said, "Why?" Kind of wondering if I was going to say something bad. And here's a lesson here, because most people are accustomed to getting complaints. They're not used to getting compliments. And I said, "Oh, no, nothing bad at all. I wanted to compliment the owner and how much I enjoyed this cafe. I would like to be able to give a review and I'd just like to ask him where I should put that review." And she said, "Oh, wow, hold on. I'll go get Kayla." And so she brought Kayla over, and Kayla was my server. I didn't know that the part owner of the cafe was our server during breakfast. And she said, "Yeah, you wanted to give us a review?" I said, "Yeah, absolutely. I was having a business meeting with Andrea here. Enjoyed the environment, the ambiance here is good food, and I just wanted to give you a review. I'm sure you could use the review." "Oh, I would love it. That'd be great. Thank you so much. Please go on to Google." I said, "How about Facebook?" "Oh, that'd be great too." She asked me what I did. I told her, "Well, I have a cleaning business here in the area." "Oh, awesome. Maybe we can stay in touch. Put your card in the bulletin board." And so I made a new friend. Again, being a go-giver, not trying to get something, just wanted to help someone. And this is a great experience I had in this cafe, so why not tell people about it? So when I got home, I did two things. I recommended Andrea and I recommended the Bullfrog Cafe by going on Facebook and Nextdoor and Google and giving reviews and recommending them. And what happened was really great feedback. People in the area from my neighborhood were thanking me for the recommendations. Kayla emailed me back with thanks that I had done that. Andrea thanked me. And did I do this because I was trying to get something? No, I'm a go-giver. I got that philosophy in my spirit and I just am that. Go and serve. Go meet with people, connect, serve them, give in any way that you can, build relationships, grow your network. That's how word of mouth is done. So I wasn't surprised when the next morning I got an email from Kayla saying, "Hey, at some point, could you stop over and do an estimate for cleaning our restaurant?" Interesting. We'll see how that transpires over the next several weeks. Who knows? Maybe it's something that happens. Maybe not. It's a lead. And that's what it is. It's a lead. I'm going to chase the lead and serve and serve. I'm not selling. I'm serving. And speaking of leads, after leaving these reviews, I check my phone and there's a voicemail from Sean. He's the facilities manager at the grocery store that I inquired about, if you remember on the last update I gave. So now he's the lead and the message was, "Just curious how much you guys can handle. I'm not sure we need you to do this, the common areas and the offices that you referenced, but we do need help with cleaning the store." Oh boy. That's not exactly in my wheelhouse, but I'm still going to pursue that lead. I'll see if I can connect with him over the next week or two. But there we go. Chasing the lead, you just never know. Just go serve, serve, serve. Later that night, I had an estimate scheduled with Jennifer. If you remember, Bill, who is a realtor for Jeff Silva's team, he remembered me and his girlfriend needed cleaning, so he referred me to Jennifer. So Jennifer and I were back and forth on text. She scheduled me for an estimate, and I showed up at her house Tuesday night, and we did a walkthrough estimate. Now, my goal for an estimate is to serve. You're going to hear that theme quite a bit when you listen to me talking about the growth of my new business. Serving is at the center. So I wasn't there to try and sell her anything. I was just listening and smiling and giving my thoughts and my feedback from doing this for many years. And she lives by herself. There wasn't any animals. It was a very clean place. She just doesn't want to think about cleaning. She's a corporate woman. She's got a lot going on. So I wasn't trying to sell her into she needs biweekly cleaning. She was thinking monthly, and I told her monthly is plenty. I can even give you quotes for every other month if you don't want every month. And she says, "Oh no, I'd like it more often than that." The point of this is that I'm just trying to give her options to serve her at her needs. So I left that estimate. The next morning, I went on to my Evernote, pulled up the notes, and looked at my priority listings, which if you're in my solo cleaning school, you know exactly how I do estimates, and there's some science behind it. I'm not going to go into that right here in this forum. But essentially, I took my notes, I created my estimate, and I sent it out that day and let her know. And she was very thankful that I had gotten the estimate out to her. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. This is how the whole sales/service process works. You go, you network, you create friendships, you build trust, you chase leads, you get asked to do estimates, you go do the estimates, you send proposals, and some of those proposals come back with a yes, or when can you start, and some of them turn into no, and some of them you never hear back from. It's all a process. I just realize after many years of doing this that I cannot stop the networking. What happens in the beginning is what creates the pipeline of leads, which creates the new clients coming in. So I need to continue doing the networking, the one-on-one meetings with the Andreas, chasing every lead, because you have no idea. And this is a message to all of you listening. You have no idea where your next client's going to come from. Chase every lead and do it with the right heart. Give, serve, and you will get the right ones. The right ones will hire you. So in parallel with all my efforts, as I dig into the social media and the in-person one-on-one and group connections, my wife, Teresa, has been doing her part too. I'm so proud of her. She's been on our local Facebook group for moms, and there's close to 2,000 women in there. I have mentioned that I have connected with the admin of that group. I offered her a free kitchen cleaning, just to get the experience and for her to build some trust around me. So if she saw my wife in there, maybe she would refer or recommend our cleaning company. So that's really all I could do. I couldn't go into that mom's group. But my wife, Teresa, has been diligently in that group, answering questions, posting questions, being a human being and being a mom and making friends. That's what I told her to do. Go make some friends, ask questions, answer questions. And if you see anything on cleaning, you can even search. Just offer our help. And I don't mean by doing a blast and say someone might post, hey, I'm looking for a cleaner. Oh, I have one, blah, 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 and just let it just fall. Like, that's not what you do. And I see a lot of that. It doesn't inspire and create trust. It's just what everyone does. And don't do that. Swim upstream and do opposite. So what she did was, when she saw some of these opportunities, she would message that person privately and just say, I saw that you're looking for a cleaner. Have you been able to find one? Whether they said yes or no, she would say, well, just letting you know, my husband and I, we own a company too. And if you have any questions on cleaning or any tips, or if you want help finding one, or if you'd like to have us possibly do an estimate for you, we'd be glad to help. That's it. She did that. And it was just doing that over and over and over again, a couple times a week. And we'll see. We'll see what comes out of it. I have a lot of confidence that Teresa's work will pay off. And what does payoff mean? She's going to make some new friends. You thought I was going to say get some new clients, didn't you? Well, that'll come too, I'm sure of it. But the friendship precedes the new clients. People hire people they know, like, and trust. So our goal is to become people who are known, liked, and trusted. I mean, if that's all you learned from this episode, then stop the episode right now. Write it down. Did you write it down yet? Write it. People hire people that they know, like, and trust. That's it. That's the takeaway. And I'll just keep you updated on how this whole Facebook work that my wife is doing pans out. We'll see. I'm very optimistic. I want to end this episode and my week in review with a really cool story about Tom and Marcy. Last time I told you about Tom and how I was networking using LinkedIn. It's a simple strategy. The first step was to meet people in person at networking groups. They become my friends' first connections in LinkedIn. Then I use the Sales Navigator, which was a free 1 month trial on LinkedIn, and I friended/connected with second connections. In other words, my new first connections locally, who do they know? Who are their first connections? Those are my second connections. And I filtered down in this advanced search feature of LinkedIn Sales Navigator to 5 specific towns near me: Harleysville, Souderton, Telford, Lansdale, Skipack. And it allowed me to do this on LinkedIn. And I friended every person that was on that second connection list with a note, of course, hey, we have mutual connections, new in the area, we have a cleaning company, just wanted to connect with you here on LinkedIn. That's it. And then I saw which ones accepted. I immediately responded with another message. Thank you so much for accepting my connection. I really appreciate that. The ones that responded to those, I tried to build a conversation, looked at what they did. Oh, so how are you doing in this job? Or how's this role? Or how's the business? But some of them don't reply, others do. Tom replied, and him and I had a conversation, which I shared in my last episode, that him and I went back and forth. We knew common people. We graduated high school and college the same year. He works at an Edward Jones, and he said, yeah, we have a cleaner now, but I'm gonna keep you in mind. I just left that conversation feeling really great. I had made a new friend. That was it. Just like with Facebook and my wife, I'm making friends too. As I had said before, I moved on and had more conversations. I did more LinkedIn connections. Well, this past week, I get an email from Tom, and he says this: I told you last week our cleaning was fine. Well, I just found out from our office administrator that our cleaning is not fine and that we need to get a new cleaner. And I thought of you. Wow. What are the chances that I happen to meet someone at a local networking group, friend them on LinkedIn, then connect with their friends in my area on LinkedIn and build a friendship, know someone that we have in common, and then they have a know, like, and trust of me, and then they say they don't have a need, and then within a few days they do have a need. That's luck in a lot of cases. That's timing, and that doesn't always happen, but you got to put yourself in a position to win. Luck isn't exactly the way you think it is, because if I never connected, that luck never would have happened. I had to take action steps before the luck could take place. Back in my old Amway days, I heard this: success is where opportunity and preparedness meet. I like that quote a lot. Success is where opportunity and preparedness meet. So this success and this opportunity came because I was prepared. Okay. Tom then connected me with Marcy, and I called Marcy and had a great conversation with her. I wasn't cold calling her about office cleaning. She knew I was calling. Oh, hey, Ken, great to hear from you. Tom told me all about you. Said you guys met through LinkedIn, etc. Yeah, we need this. When can you come for an estimate? She asked me what I would need for the estimate. I told her, well, I'm just going to come and ask questions, take notes. I'd love to know, you know, what your pet peeves are about cleaning, what you like about your current service and what you don't like. And she said, well, that's going to be pretty easy. There's not much we like. I said, oh, okay. Well, I'm not trying to get them fired. I just want to make sure that I can serve you best. So I did make a recommendation, more as a joke, but she loved it. I said, well, have you done the paperclip test yet? And she says, no, what's the paperclip test? So for those cleaners out there, you know what the paperclip test is. I don't want to share it too broadly because it's an insider's thing. But I told her about the paperclip test, and she says, oh, I love that. I'm going to try. Essentially, what it does is it finds out how good your cleaner really is and how thorough and detailed they are. So she was very happy with me. I gave her some tips, and she was looking forward to meeting me. And so that meeting will be on Monday, and we'll see how it goes. You just never know. Well, that sums up this week's episode on what did Ken do out in the local networking scene towards getting new clients. I did not get a new client this week. Nope, nothing new has happened on the getting new clients, but on the networking and the building and the momentum building, it is coming. It is coming soon. So we shall see, and I'm excited about it. Until then, have a fantastic week and go out and do the same stuff that I've done and go make a difference in your community as well.
Thank you for listening to Solo Cleaning School. Class is dismissed.